So Killian stumbled upon Kerjan having sex with some woman, and that was enough to motivate Kerjan to want to kill him? She wasn't just some woman, Monsieur MacLeod. She was Agela Montan, the wife of the first agent of the mayor, a privileged and respected man in the island community. On the face of it, happily married, with two young children. Montan was a Parisian, regarded as being quite a catch for an island girl. For a woman like that to be having an affair with a man like Kerjan, well, it would have been the talk of the island. And it very soon was. Within a week of Killian catching the two of them together here, the story was out. And Kerjan thought it was Killian who blew the whistle on him? He didn't just think it. He was convinced of it. And there were dire consequences, for both Kerjan and his lover. Kerjan worked for the council at that time, a kind of cantonnier, involved in island maintenance, roads, verges, hedgerows, and clearing the kilometers of pathways that crisscross the island for walkers and randonneurs. It took the administration no time at all to find a reason for sacking him. He also worked as a kind of informal stringer for the Breton newspaper, West France. They couldn't get him fired from that position, but all the sources of official information that provided him with most of his copy dried up just like that. He snapped his fingers. And the woman? Oh, her reward was a very messy divorce. The first thing Montan did was kick her out of the family home. And by the time Kerjan went to trial, Montan had divorced her and won custody of the children. Well, at least they still had each other. I mean, Kerjan and Argela. Oh no, monsieur. She refused to ever see Kerjan again. And when it came to his trial, she gave some pretty damning evidence against him. Enzo turned his gaze toward the sun shimmering across the strait. Scraps of white sail caught the light, flashing against the petrol blue of the ocean, late-season sailors out catching the breeze. So what was the consensus of opinion at the time? Was Killian really responsible for letting the cat out of the bag? No one knows for sure. By the time it became an issue, Killian was dead. But to be perfectly honest, monsieur, it would have seemed very out of character to me. Adam Killian was not exactly integrated into the island community. Incomers rarely are, particularly the English. I'm sure he knew or had met Montan at some point, but I can't imagine for one moment that he went knocking on the man's door to tell him that his wife was having a relationship with the cantonnier. So why would Kerjan think he had? You'd have to ask him that. Not that I'd recommend it. The gendarme scratched his chin thoughtfully. Although I imagine it was probably the timing of it all. Kerjan and Agela must have been pretty sure no one else knew about them. Then Killian chances upon them here at the fort. And in a matter of days, it's all out in the open. It's all out in